national team who are born out of
exactly.
Gentlemen, I've always pack our back. All the best of luck to all the teams. Come Monday, Zambia takes on Morocco at 9 p.m. in a do or die fixture because our group is still open. Kiango Mulingi, BMJ, compliments of the season.
Compliments of the season.
On Wednesday. For the end of the year.
We are looking forward to having a blast of that.
Yes, as we do a countdown of the sporting icons, sporting moments of the year in terms of sports right here on the back page. My name is Jane Dunta Mwemba, and know that anything is possible.
Avoid politicization of CDF. Health expert urges healthcare providers to educate women on risk of herbal self-induction. And U.S. airstrikes deepen debate in Nigeria as analysts warn against quick fix. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chilopa. Governance expert Sam Zulu has urged governments to desist from politicizing the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, warning that it threatens the sustainability of community projects across Zambia. This follows after Senior Chief Puta of Rural People of Chingi District in Opole Province warned against the politicization of key development programs such as the Free Education Policy and the Constituency Development Fund, CDF Empowerment, which he said is visibly improving livelihoods in rural areas. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Mr. Zulu said that while the fund was designed to empower local communities, its impact is being weakened by how it is presented during political campaigns. The main challenge arises during election periods when some politicians portray the CDF as a campaign incentive, which creates a mindset that the funds are free handouts discouraging repayments, said Mr. Zulu. Mr. Zulu also emphasized that traditional leaders, especially chiefs, are expected to remain non-partisan and play a stabilizing role in guiding communities. He further encouraged traditional leaders to encourage beneficiaries in their chiefdoms to follow CDF guidelines, particularly the repayment of empowerment loans meant to benefit others in the future.
First of all, the issue of politicization of the Constituency Development Fund is not a problem for the would-be beneficiary, but the problem starts with politicians, especially during the campaign. That's when this issue of CDS is mostly talked about. Eventually, because that's during the campaign, it is understood to be promoting or giving out funds which people now tend to think that they are entitled to.
Lusaka's Kalingalinga Ward 36 Councillor Mukubesa Nyoni has urged young people to take an active role in transforming their communities by engaging in productive activities that contribute to social and economic development. Speaking on Christian's Voice program Community Forum today, Mr. Nyoni emphasized that the energy and creativity of young people are critical assets that should be directed towards positive initiatives rather than wasted on non-productive activities. Young people are the backbone of our community. Their energy is invested in skills training, entrepreneurship, sports, education, and community service. The community can experience lasting development, said Mr. Nyoni. Mr. Nyoni has encouraged youths to take advantage of available opportunities under the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, such as vocational training programs, small business initiatives, and community projects aimed at improving sanitation, infrastructure, and social cohesion. He noted that meaningful youth participation would not only reduce social challenges, but also create pathways to self-reliance and leadership. Mr. Nyoni has further called on parents, community leaders, and stakeholders to support youth-focused programs that promote innovation and productivity, stressing that development is a shared responsibility and that young people must be given guidance and platforms to contribute positively.
Wasting the energy, and we need that energy as a nation to propel ourselves. The CDF, I'm at the helm of it in the world, and that is taxpayers' money, and everyone should take interest in how to benefit from this. So we are urging our people to familiarize those that may not be familiar with these offices. Mm-hmm. Things have changed, my dear listeners.
Health expert Teddy Menga has expressed concern over the use of herbal methods to self-induce labor among pregnant women in rural areas, warning that these practices can endanger both the mother and the unborn child. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Dr. Menga called upon healthcare providers to proactively caution pregnant women in rural areas about the dangers of using herbs to induce labor, recommending that such discussions be included in prenatal care sessions. Even after birth, many women still practice such, which may cause further harm to the organs in the body, said Dr. Menga. Dr. Menga also stressed that pregnant women should avoid taking medicines from pharmacies without a prescription from a qualified health professional, especially when experiencing symptoms such as abdominal pain or diarrhea. He encouraged all women, particularly those in rural areas, to seek medical care from doctors specializing in maternity, noting that they are best equipped to manage any complications during pregnancy.
I'm out. Of the uterus breaks down, the rupture of the uterus. So sometimes, as I was saying, some people can have previous cesarean section. And the villagers, the village people still want to induce with herbs. Again, it's dangerous because the uterus again will break. So, and then, apart from that, the effect on the uterus, the medicines they take, the herbs, they may directly cause the placenta and cause, for example, low sugar in the baby.
Nyumba Town Council has issued a 21-day ultimatum to Constituency Development Fund CDF loan defaulters from 2022 to 2025. This decision follows the issuance of demand letters to 100 CDF loan beneficiaries, compelling the council to grant them an ultimatum of 21 days to settle their outstanding loan balances. Nyumba Town Council Assistant Public Relations Officer Miriam Mosiku explained that none of the defaulters complied with the demand notices within the stipulated time frame. Beneficiaries who entered into payment plans with the council have failed to honor the agreed repayment schedule, said Mrs. Mosiku in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Mrs. Mosiku noted that this situation has affected the CDF Loan Revolving Fund, thereby limiting opportunities for other deserving community members to benefit from the program. The council has since resolved to institute legal proceedings against all defaulting beneficiaries. The local authority has disbursed a total of 9,585,749 kwacha and 68 ngwe under the CDF loan facility in the district. In African news, Nigeria is facing mixed reactions following U.S. airstrikes targeting Islamic State-linked militants in the country's northwest, a move that has surprised many in a nation where foreign military intervention is rare. The strikes came weeks after Washington publicly accused Nigeria's government of failing to curb attacks against Christians. While some Nigerians have welcomed the action as a potential boost to the fight against insecurity, Others have questioned the timing, motives, and likely impact of U.S. involvement. Human rights lawyer and conflict analyst Bulama Bokati says public sentiment